All right. Well, welcome to the Week 17 BCFFL podcast. My name is Troy Keener. I am the commissioner of the BCFFL. Coming to you live from Soup Party Productions Studio in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Joined with me once again is the 1997 champion.
No.
1998 champion. You would think I would have it down by now. Mike Minnick, welcome.
Thank you, Lions Head sponsor.
Oh, yes. There you go. You look like you're ready to dive into that, Mike.
Yep, this one looks
Want to thank our sponsors, Lions Head. This is our last podcast of the year, Week 17. Lions Head's been with us the entire run of this podcast this year. Also want to join. I'm really excited. This is the first time this gentleman's on the podcast. 1999 champion, 2001 champion, 2014 champion, 2018 champion, and now we've added one for the thumb, 2021 champion. Welcome, Steve Morgani, to the BCFFL podcast. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing, Steve?
Hello, hello.
Congratulations, first off, first and foremost.
Thank you.
Fifth one. Do you have anything? I mean, you've been around for all five.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable run, you guys.
It's crazy. I can't get two. And yeah. Nothing.
You know, you're sitting
20,
here with
24 fucking years, and you're rolling in five over there. And then you post on a message board, this fantasy football is easy.
Yeah, well, that was a dig.
I think it's like Carter and I have been in the league for like 25 years, and we've won five times.
Yeah, that's pretty good odds. I mean, you're looking at almost 50 years of non-winning in front of you here.
That's right.
When you add 30, how many? It's been 30 and 27, or I don't know. So that's over 50 years.
24.
All right, well, it's over 50. We're over 50 years of combined ineptness here.
That's correct.
You're looking at your percentage rate is almost 25% every time you
20%.
Every time you draft, 20% chance you're going to win. I mean, look at those. That's pretty good. I mean,
it's incredible. How do you and Sean, how do you guys mold this team?
That was a question I was going to ask you as well. I mean, we asked Carter a couple years ago, and we'll see if Steve says the same thing.
Well, yeah, it's like
how does it work?
We usually come up with who we want to pick in the first round. And then depending on who we get.
I mean, like throughout the year. I mean,
throughout the year.
I mean, you guys are in constant. How do you take a draft team and make it a champion like you've done five times now?
It's all luck.
Okay.
I'll
sound like Jerry now.
No,
you know?
I'll be honest. Normally what happens is I'll see somebody on the waiver wire, and then I say to Carter, we need to pick this guy up. And he says, no. and then he finally comes around and listens to me. And then we pick him up, and he becomes a star.
So it's you. You're the brains behind it. So you're always looking, trying to do your – because I had a feeling about this. With the way you approach T-balls.
Is there one person that, like, you can just go on and change it, you know, at 10-1 and say, oh, fuck it, this is the way it's going
to
be?
No. No, I have to confer with Carter. He is the owner.
See, I've never had a partner. I've never had to deal with it. And I know that you and Jerry had issues.
I was kidding before about Carter and everything. But everything we do, we talk about. Normally I'm gung-ho to pick somebody off the waiver wire, and he tells me to pull my Jets.
But like Mike says, have you ever, a 10-1, like, gone in there and, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to make this.
I can't get a hold of Carter. I'm just going to
make this call.
No.
Wow.
I think I may have done it once or twice, maybe.
Wow. In 25 years.
Generally speaking, no.
Okay.
Yeah, we're together. There have been probably four or five times this season where we couldn't figure out who to put in, and we flipped the coin.
Really? Oh. So that's the genius of it all.
That's a good idea.
I will say most of the time the flip was correct the first two times, and then after that it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah.
And then on draft day it's usually just collaborative work.
Sean at drafts.
I'll tell you one thing about the heroes on draft day. They seem to be the most serious. I mean, you don't hear a peep out of them, especially you, Steve. I mean, Steve's all business.
This is the first time I've ever heard his voice. I wasn't sure he could talk.
Well, I was thinking about coming. Oh, I was thinking about coming in here and being like Silent Steve, and then just saying hello.
Mike's all about reconnecting with people this year. Apparently, like him and Orson, that Love Fest going on there, and now he's trying to do the same thing with Steve here, I think.
No, I've talked to Steve. Steve after the draft. I remember sitting around
30 years we've known Steve.
Get to know each other.
Do you remember after the draft?
It would be smarter to talk to me before the draft.
Right.
This year in particular, yeah. Well, you're saying, I thought you guys were in the league longer than 25 years.
I don't know.
It's between
exactly.
25 and 30.
Because we were trying to think back, when did Hardy drop the cup?
Oh, that was last time he won it, which was 97.
So we were in then.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that may have been the first or second.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because
I think the league was already started and the Homo Boys joined.
Yeah,
and
Carter came on there.
And then
for them.
I think it was a year or two after that I got.
And then your first couple years, you had Dave.
Yes.
Dave Miller was.
Yeah, he was always the tiebreaker.
Yeah, well.
The voice of reason.
Now, Dave was with you on at least one championship, maybe two. You had a four. Well, he's missing out on Dave went to the Brothers Grimm, which is
a mistake.
Oh, boy. Hey,
it's now. Ironic. I mean, he came back into the league, but, they won last year, though. So, I mean, he.
That wasn't a mistake.
No.
Last year,
no.
That was great. I wish I'd make a mistake and win one.
There was a gap between the longest you had was 13 years between 2000 and 2014. Was there? Do you remember that specifically?
Yeah, we had
had to be.
We ran into a dry spell. There were a couple seasons there where I think we could have made the playoffs, but somebody fell down on the 1 yard line instead of going in for a touchdown.
Oh yeah, Westbrook.
That's a long time. Yeah. But looked
Runyon screwed us.
I just heard that today.
And, I think the Legion of Doom was in the league for a while.
Yes,
They were crushing everybody.
That was their time. That 13 years there was Jersey Boys. And LOD, I mean, they won almost every single Super Bowl during that time.
I remember asking the LOD when they weren't in the league anymore, what was their philosophy, because it worked.
Yeah, get a quarterback was right.
And he said they'd take running backs the first, three rounds.
I don't remember
that. So I completely disregard that.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. Well, I mean, let me ask you something else, Steve, now that, you're here. Is this... I know, do you have any kind of vindication, knowing with the T-balls that,
The T-balls? What are we talking about, stupid baseball?
I'm just saying that, you can't seem to buy this league, whereas, Jerry's thrown, there's been a lot of, you've thrown
money
tons
is no
of,
option.
Does it give you any kind of vindication that, here you guys are, you won five now, but you can't buy this championship? If you would, we've been a championship from this year, and I know that you say that I have absolutely nothing to do with that championship. We bought it. That might be the case, but you can't do it here.
That's right.
Do you have any vindication for that? I mean, do you feel like it's just do you have any feelings on that?
Well, I just know that I felt awful happy when we beat Jerry. that felt really good.
This year?
Yeah.
In the playoffs?
When we crushed him in the playoffs, it was awesome.
Oh, when he had 47 points or something.
All I know is that...
That was probably the worst drum, but it was...
It was just a shame that Jamar Chase went off this past weekend and not the week we played him.
Yeah.
And he still lost. Well, he didn't play this past week.
No, he didn't play. He had 250 yards.
266 and three touchdowns from a wide receiver.
You know what?
Yeah.
Jamar Chase scored more points than his whole team did in the playoff game.
That's true.
I hope Jerry's listening to this.
Oh, he is.
I think he turned it off.
I think he may show
he's
up
not
any minute.
He's not replying to anything on. He hasn't posted much. He did say congratulations to to the B team. And let's talk about the B team let's give them credit. I did invite them tonight. They didn't want to. They didn't want to, it's a classy move on their part. They said it's, the heroes won, and they don't want to, intrude on their the parade or to rain on their parade, whatever the terminology you want to use. But glad they had a successful season. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm sure they're disappointed. Their drought is now 24 years. So it's like, you know.
So mine's 23 then.
Yes. And right, mine is 29, approaching 30.
I was going to say, who went the longest without winning? But you're right.
I'm 30. Well, if I don't win next year, it'll be 30 years for me. And Ed is now going on 16, 17 years without ever winning. But I think Joel did go.
Yeah,
Joel went the longest without winning, I think.
I don't think so.
I think it was 20-some years that Joel went.
Yeah, but
before he won
from
his
what?
First one.
Oh, before, without winning?
Winless.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he nailed two in
then he
got
2
years.
And then, you know, he's been a...
Or 2 years. He won back-to-back, right?
Yes, he did.
Maybe,
so,
maybe there's still a chance for me.
I wonder what the odds are for Hoffer to make it to be the longest.
Yeah, that was one of my notes here. Do you think is there a chance he says, you know what, this isn't for me?
I don't think so.
No?
He's in for the long
run. Okay, good, because he's... Oh, is he,
however,
he
if
might
he
have
does,
won 5 games
there's
in 2 years.
There's quite a few people that would be jumping at the bit to get in this league. This podcast. As soon as you say podcast, everybody wants to get in this league. We can easily up the ante.
Let me ask you something, Steve. Do you still enjoy it? Yeah, I mean,
you're asking the guy that just won if he still enjoys.
Well, there was some talk. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, you were like, you know what, this is, you know, you were frustrated with some of the.
Troy, I have a question for you.
I'm just making, you know, it's
do
nice.
You, do
I'm
you
like
still to... enjoy this league?
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. I was gonna have somebody else as a guest on, and you know, just to explain, like, what, just to pull back the curtain a little bit, what it's like for me from living with or being around me a lot during this season. It's,
oh my, that
this
would
is
have been
this
enjoyable.
Is literally a yeah. She, it's a second job. I mean, this podcast takes a lot. I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I still enjoy the league though. I mean, I wish I enjoyed the Bulldogs more, but I do enjoy the leagues. I enjoy I just want to
right,
mention that Hardy had a great season. Go back to Hardy a little bit. I know what it's like to lose one of these things. Have you you've lost a couple championships too?
I believe 2.
Yeah, so you're 4-5, and that's not a bad record.
We almost won 3 in a row.
Yeah, you were. It's right.
We lost to Vinny.
You lost 2000.
Vinny Testaverde going against Baltimore's defense, the best defense ever.
Right, in the year 2000.
And he went crazy.
Yeah. I think, I'm not sure who won that year, but.
I think it was Jersey Boys.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, Mike, you want to point out that, you pointed out last week, that with the fifth cup now, that.
Yeah, that they have.
They're no longer tied with Vince.
Nope. There's one New England Patriot team, and everybody hates them. So,
yeah, you pretty much are resembling the Patriots at this point, you know.
Don't say that. I hate Belichick.
It
makes
wanna...
two of us.
But his running backs do pretty good, especially this year.
You can't argue with success.
That's right.
You really can't.
Whatever you're doing, like, you're
again,
doing it right.
I want to applaud you and Sean for doing it again.
It's awesome.
Does anyone want to talk about some NFL news? The one thing that I have written down here is this the meltdown. I have a couple things. Antonio Brown's meltdown. Most bizarre. One of the most bizarre things I think I've ever seen.
I think it's more sad. I think he definitely has mental issues that go deep.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think I've. No.
We have experience
had enough
in that.
Studies.
We have a lot of experience that I want to say with our league. In some we've had some meltdowns.
Right. So yeah, it was. It's sad. It's just
unfortunately.
Display.
What do you say? I mean, I think he's done, and no one's ever gonna.
Now, how can you have somebody? How could you pick up somebody to be on your team and think that they're gonna quit at halftime?
It kind of makes Mike Tomlin look a little bit better. He put up with his craziness for so long.
I'll bet you that somebody drafts him next year in our league.
Really?
I'll bet.
Okay.
You round 17 pickup.
Well,
really?
The guy's in shape. I mean, geez. I mean, it's just a head case. I mean,
sure. Yeah, he is. He absolutely is.
I did hear that he actually came out with the he came out with the well, that's the way they're playing it. Like, no one wants to get near him. Like, Brady and who was it? There was another one of his teammates. Is the right thing to do is just say, well, you know, just pray for him. And I mean, but I mean, you know, I mean, I think he said his version of the story is that his ankle was hurt.
I could tell how those jumping jacks he was doing.
I was just going to say, when he ran off the field, you could not tell his at all that he was hurt. I mean, if your ankle's hurt and you couldn't play, then you should not be running off the field and giving a high five. So, yeah, I don't know how much that really – he threw – you know, these guys are prima donnas. He threw a temper tantrum and basically – I guess it was his – he was looking at $1 million of incentives.
Right.
And that's another thing that his story didn't add up. It's like, if you were looking at $1 million of incentives, then you should be wanting to go back in the game. He's saying he didn't want to go back in, and the coaches were trying to push him back.
Yeah, right.
You got $1 million on the line?
I remember last year Brady threw to somebody like 12 times or something to get them
their bonus.
Yeah, their bonus. I don't know if it was Evans or who it was. It might have actually been
him. Was it the Buccaneers? I don't remember that.
I think I do.
Anyway, I think that was pretty much the end of Antonio Brown in his career. But, man, I don't think I've seen a crazier thing. And
we had some passings, didn't we? With Madden and Reeves.
Oh, yeah, Madden. Reeves. Reeves was always one of my favorites. I mean, I remember him. He played in the Ice Bowl. He was, you know, whenever you watch those old Packer highlights of Bart Starr in the Ice Bowl, it's always Dan Reeves and Tom Landry. You know, you don't think of Dan Reeves as a running back. And I always remember him as the coach of the Broncos in the Super Bowls.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and Roethlisberger last night. That was a
– I saw the –
God, they tried to make that into like a Disney movie. They were trying a little bit too hard with the old Big Ben, dude, this guy was accused of rape twice. He was driving around with it.
He's
not the smart.
Twice?
No, twice. Okay. He's not the smartest tool in the tool shed. He was driving around his motorcycle around Pittsburgh. He had that accident, had his head almost crushed like a grape. Then the next week after that, he was driving around without his helmet again. So, I mean, excuse me. You know, he can drive as much as he wants now without his helmet, but this guy is, do you think, let me ask you, we've talked about this over the years, do you think he's Hall of Fame, yes or no?
I would probably say yes.
What about you, Steve?
I concur.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm assuming you would say no.
I don't. Nah, he's won a Super Bowl. I guess he's got the longevity.
He's only
and the stats.
Did he only win one?
I don't know if I did two.
No, he's won two. He beat Arizona and Seattle. Back when it was Matt Hasselbeck.
You know, we need Sean on here because he did that one game show where beat Ben Stein or some shit like that.
He froze.
Well,
yeah.
He remembers all this stuff. I have absolutely – he could be telling me anything. Like, uh-huh.
Guess he's – I guess there's – you know, Hall of Fame isn't – it's not supposed to be a character – a judge of character. I mean, there's – probably some horrible people in there that I know the you know look
I think maybe
Michael Irvin is
here,
if Michael Irvin's in the Hall of Fame then they should be opening up they should be you know giving Big Ben a hug through the front door, you know, please give me a break. I have not been back since Michael Irvin, and I don't even know if I'll ever set foot in that. I swore I would never set foot. I didn't go back for Brett Favre, and you know, it's not the same when you have a criminal.
Let's move on, Troy.
I could talk.
We want to keep this podcast.
God, it's
on
really
the rails.
Just talking about this pisses me off.
I can tell. Let's go here. What else? What other football news? Any other football news you got written down there?
I don't think so.
I'll tell you what I did this week. I put in for two vacation days, August 26th and August
27th. Oh, well, looking ahead.
Well, yeah. So we
For the Friday before golf?
Friday for golfing, Saturday for the draft. So I put in those. So
speaking of that.
Get in those vacation days. How about that, anyway?
What? Everyone wants to know where the hell, how old are those clubs and where did they come from?
I got those when I was a senior in high school.
Brand new?
Wow, you bought
brand
them new?
New. Yeah.
Did you buy them up at Womelsdorf at Miller's?
No. I went to.
Poor Dave's going to be pissed off at this.
Pleasant Hills?
Oh, out there by Rich Maiden?
Yeah,
Pleasant Hills. Not the one on 61. That's no longer there.
Yeah.
Oh, that one?
Yep, I went up and I went in and I.
That's no longer even around.
Plunked down $200 and I bought my Persimmon Head clubs.
And you were.
Persimmon.
And you won.
Persimmon, is that what they are?
Two closest to the pins this year with those bad boys.
Yep.
Apparently. Of course, nobody, I wasn't there.
Those are what, 35 year old clubs you got there?
Yeah. At least, yeah.
Wow. Well, they were. Wow. They were something to see.
They still work.
I was going to say.
Even
you
with
should,
an old man.
You know
what?
Yeah. At this point, don't ever change. I mean, you should rock those things every time. They are definitely, they get people's attention. They're like, what do you call them? Like trendsetters.
Would you like a lion's head?
Oh, look at this.
No, thank you. You can drink one for me.
All right.
Yeah, I will say that I am doing a dry January. I'm not having a lion's head.
Is this a New Year's resolution for you?
No, just dry January.
I did it last year, and
wasn't
it as hard as what I thought? And it's actually, a good thing.
For your body.
Good. Yeah, like give the liver some time off. it's a healthy thing. I'm enjoying a nice water with some Mio right now.
I think I'm going to do a dry Wednesday.
Yeah?
Yep.
Dry Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, some of our podcasts this year. Lion's Head was.
Yeah, that was after
that was brought
a
to
nice
my knees
juice.
A couple times.
Mm. Should we do any previews? I guess there's no previews.
We had talked about one of the things we wanted to talk about was maybe possible keeper considerations. Did you do any homework on that?
I did
your
that.
Copious notes. All
I
right,
did,
Mike,
I did
let's
that.
Go.
And I'm going to try to go in order. So we'll try to go in draft order.
Oh, okay.
So it should be DFW.
Oh, I did
first.
That.
And I looked at their team, and they have like two options, I believe. C.D. Lamb in a third, which is, of course, the 25th pick. A little early. Beginning of third. And then.
I can see that.
Sure. Got somebody that wants to keep Carter in third.
He was traded that too, right?
Yeah. And then he could also possibly keep Mac Jones in the 10th. He's quarterback for New England.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So those are the two that I saw.
He's only going to get better.
Right. And that's about. I thought maybe Gainwell. He drafted Gainwell, but then he must have cut him, and somebody else picked him up. And he had somebody else down there that he cut. But anyway, so that's all I have for number one pick. It's either one of those two. It's not much better for Imus at number two.
Well, you traded away all your good possibilities.
I could
just
keep,
like you did last year.
Could keep Fournette in the fifth.
Oh.
Or I picked up Michael Thomas in the
touchdowns.
Seventh, possibly.
Wow.
It's looking not too good.
Might be the worst keeper options I think I've ever heard in my life.
And Justin Fields. Justin Fields in the 10th.
Well, a bear? Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not looking good.
Start it clean,
So far, yeah, it's compared to the Bulldogs who want to keep a Jets running back. With the 26th pick overall.
I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah. There's one thing a team that loses is really do is they pound a rock. So Carter in the third. Tua in the eighth. Carter in the third sounds a little better. Mooney in the ninth.
That's
I'd
say that's a key.
Why would that be the ninth? I thought I picked him up. I didn't draft him.
Somebody else must have drafted him. I think the big TDs drafted him. And it goes by... if the player was drafted.
Oh, really?
Jesus Christ. We need to do it.
Are you just learning the rules now?
I just thought it was... okay. So he was a drafted player.
Yeah, that happened this year. Somebody...
Wow.
P4.
I'm glad we're doing this now. Had I known that, I'd probably let Carter go. I might stick with Mooney now.
Okay, good. Thank goodness we're helping you out.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So I believe P4 is the fourth pick. They could keep Higgins in third. That's a little early.
That's a little
They'll keep Herbert in the sixth, I assume.
Yeah.
Waddle in the seventh.
I don't blame him for Herbert.
Elijah Moore, which, because they picked them up. He was drafted in the 17th, but because of the Carter rule.
And it goes to 12.
Doesn't it go to 9?
No,
I don't fucking
12.
Understand.
Yeah,
it's 12.
Yeah, it is 9.
Oh.
Because you go to, like, it was being like you drafted him in the 12th round.
Oh.
So everybody.
Oh, I thought anybody past 12 goes to
12. To 12.
Yeah, I think it's that you go down to 9.
We have to get some clarification on that from.
We'll have to talk to the commissioner.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can find him somewhere. All right, the.
Let me pull that
which,
up.
Which brings up a rules recommendation.
Text Hardy.
P4 wants to get rid of that rule because it's.
They want to
eliminate the Carter rule.
That was just voted on last year.
Yeah, well, I don't think people really understood it, as apparently we're in right here and we're not sure of the exact fucking rule.
Hey, look, man.
So that's so that's you might want to put that down.
Oh, let me write that
down.
In the
rule book that P4 wants to.
But you're telling me this, not P4.
They told me.
They told you to tell me.
Yes.
Oh, well, how about that? Well, that seems legit. All right, let me.
They want to eliminate the Carter rule of the draft. But I think everything will be much smoother when we decide that it has to be somebody you draft and keep on your team the entire year. Because then there's really
smoother
not.
If people vote to eliminate the keeper completely.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to pass, Troy. But
You proposed it.
I did, but I just proposed it because I wanted to get a feel from different teams and what they actually felt. Because I could care less one way or the other. According to who my keepers are, maybe I should like to abolish the keeper. But
okay, well, I'm going to add it right now. Adding P4.
Yeah, just eliminate that.
Carter keeper rule.
And I believe it was so that you can only keep a player for 3 years?
Yeah.
It would be.
Well, that's what it would equate to.
9, 6, and 3. Top of. Okay. All right. Is Brothers Grimm 5? Are they the 5th? I believe they're the 5th. It's either them or Grim Reaper, but I think they're the 5th.
Brothers Grimm is the 5th.
Right. And they really don't have many options. They have Stafford in the 4th.
They won't do that.
And they have Pittman Jr. in the 11th, well, which would be the 9th.
Pittman Jr. Help me out here.
The Indianapolis Colts wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a good pick.
So.
You like that one?
Yeah.
At what round? 9?
Well, yeah, it would be 9.
Yeah, I guess so. Pittman is.
He was drafted.
Yeah, okay. I remember looking back on he did really well against the Bulldogs.
And then the next one, Grim Reaper, they only pretty much have Josh Allen in the 3rd, but that's pretty much.
Do you think he'll do that?
He said he would. He would put that on one of the message boards. That was his keeper.
Interesting.
When he was picking up all those fucking people when he wasn't allowed to, after.
Do you still have any regret? Because that could have been your keeper now as well.
Well, I tried to win the cup. That's what I.
2 years ago.
That's what I tried to do.
And you're giving Reaper.
So, go ahead. And it helped him out this year. He's picking 6th.
Okay. So, hey, man, I'm just asking if you.
You need a complete team, even though it is a quarterback driven league. Come on, Mahomes. I can't wait to get picked Mahomes. Here we go. The big.
We won without Mahomes.
You did.
That's right. You.
Don't throw rain on my parade.
That was a pretty good.
Thought it was very interesting that.
You left
him
go.
We dropped him and we beat him.
Yeah, that was good. There's the validation.
You also beat him with the B team. That's what you mean. You beat him.
I didn't mean no.
Actually, legit, beat him.
Now the big TDs, who are known for their rookie drafting.
He's got to have a plethora of keeper options.
And he dropped a plethora of them also. He has Gibson in the 3rd, Jamar Chase in the 5th.
He's got to take Chase.
Well, you know what, though? He had How many weeks did Chase go? Like 6 or 7 weeks with like one touchdown, and then before he blew up here at the end. That sounds familiar. Hurts.
Yeah, but it's
eighth?
Like a knockout player though. If he's on, he can just take you out.
He was a rookie this year.
Yeah.
Hurts.
I think you might.
You said Gibson in the third.
Gibson in the third. For Washington. The running back. Hello. Is this working? Hello.
I think Carter's a much more solid keeper
than Gibson.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Redskins are announcing their new team February 2nd.
That's right.
If you guys heard that.
Name. Yeah.
I kind of like the football team. Kind of grew on me.
Yeah. Be like the Washington Groundhogs.
I heard it was going to be Red Wolves, but it was too close of other teams.
Well, it's Groundhogs Day.
I don't know. Chase. Chase in the fifth. Hurts in the eighth. Or Dylan, he could also keep in the fifth. He made a trade.
Yeah.
That worked out pretty
well. Who the hell's working in their PR department? They have Groundhog Day, and they're going to do the announcement on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, how about
these? They don't have the smartest people working for the Redskins' social media.
Hey, at least it's not April Fool's.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Go ahead. Sorry, Mike. Continue.
That would be good.
The Washington Groundhogs.
Next, Midnight Snipers. I'm assuming they're going to keep Burrow in the third. They could keep...
That's smart.
Well, no. I was going to say they could keep Cordell Patterson in the 13th because they draft him in the 17th, but no, it would be the ninth round, and that makes a big difference.
I can just hear
Hunter
Cooch
Renfro
really
in the 7th.
I like that. Yeah, actually, he came on pretty strong.
Burrow in the 3rd.
Yeah.
Bada bing. They have Cooper Kupp in the 2nd, Jamar Jefferson, Justin Jefferson. I fucking say that. Sorry.
Who was his existing keeper, right?
Yeah, in the 5th.
Still.
That's it.
Rashad Penny in the 9th.
Okay.
I think Justin Jefferson. That's pretty much what it has to be.
No doubt.
Bailing out. Akers in the 14th, or in the 9th. Akers in the 9th, Brady in the 2nd.
What about the guy?
Eliza Mitchell, who he picked up, when he played was great, but he only played like half the time in the 7th.
He dropped 80 points on him.
80 points on him, yeah. That's all he's got.
Hey, it kind of worked out for him.
Yeah.
If he would have been healthy the rest of the year, he would have been outstanding.
We did want to point out that, you know, had they been in the championship game, they would have scored 170 points.
Yeah, he would have smoked everybody.
But we can't, you know, go down that road. But
can't play the what-if game.
Can't do that.
That's right. What if Jonathan Taylor didn't have a bye in week 14? No. All right, here we go. B team.
There's a lot of what-ifs in that Bulldogs.
Swift in the 2nd. Andrews in the 3rd. Debo in the 7th.
Debo, I would say, because Swift really really left him a bad taste.
Sure.
Why the hell wasn't he playing?
Exactly. Hardy
Why did he come out and say, we're going to give him the ball and we're going to run him this week?
And then
he gets four touches.
Cost him the championship, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that and there was another kind of glaring thing, too.
Knox. Knox had 0. That was.
Oh, we didn't get to the review yet, but we'll get there, I guess.
Well, apparently. The heroes, Prescott in the 3rd, I would assume.
Here we are. Let's ask the horse.
No. Mitchell. No, Michelle. Sonny Michelle in the 6th.
That might be a possibility.
It depends on – he's a free agent. So it depends where he goes and if he starts.
Well, they traded for him, right?
They traded.
I don't think they really like Henderson.
They have Akers, too.
Yeah, they do.
And you're thinking not Prescott. So you want to keep Damian Harris in the 1st?
No.
Keep going. Gronk in the 11th.
Why not? It's a late.
Gronk in the 9th.
Possibly.
But Harris, that's a 12th. You're picking last. That's not a bad option.
No.
I'm just trying to.
What are you leaning towards?
I'm thinking, depending on how it works out, maybe Stevenson.
Stevenson? I drafted that son of a bitch. Fucking anyway.
Help me out here,
down.
Guys.
He's a running back for New England.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he did pretty well.
You have to talk. I have to see what round I drafted that. He was a ride-in. I know that. Yeah. I remember having to.
That was nice of you to.
Let's just assume he's going to be a ninth.
Well, yeah, you know, after he was a healthy scratch in week fucking eight or whatever the fuck it was, piece of shit Belichick can suck my balls.
I will tell you that this is the first year that we actually got the backups to our starters.
And it helped? Really?
It was, because then we didn't have to worry if something happened to somebody.
But people have been doing this from day one, but it's the first time you've done it.
It would have been the
third. Very rarely. We would always fill up the lineup with, you know, other players.
Did it actually help you at
all? Yes, because.
Okay. Did it help them? Did you see who they won with?
Henderson?
Henderson got hurt, Michelle came in, and Michelle didn't get hurt. But then when Harris and Stevenson, they were flip-flopping back and forth every week, and it was great because
it was
like we always had a number one guy.
Yeah. That's great. So happy for you. You could keep him.
Yeah, it's really it's
keep
really
him
hard.
In the ninth.
Can I get a little more comfortable?
Oh, no.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Do what you got to do.
Oh, no. He's dropping his pants. Oh, my God.
Oh, nice. Look at this. I think I've seen this the other
day. There we go.
I hope that was washed 2 days ago.
Steve is donning a Mighty Heroes T-shirt. He's pressed it into Mike's face.
You know.
Oh.
Also.
And he's got a crown
goddamn
on.
Goddamn Trey
Lance. He's wearing
Lance.
A crown.
I had him on my team all year.
This
Trey
would be
Lance.
Interesting.
And then, I got a fucking.
Just wanted to get a little more comfortable.
Wow.
With a crown and his Mighty Heroes T-shirt. All right.
Hey, it's much better than wearing the pirate outfit.
That's true. Well, which, you know what? Maybe you should wear that next year.
Which I think we may be wearing the draft next year.
Why? You won the champ. Oh, is it just
because we won the championship?
That's why they will wear it to the draft. Are you paying attention? Are you here today?
I'm a little out of it.
And this is what happens when you do a dry January.
I don't know. It's not going too well.
That could have been our good luck charm. So we have to do it again.
Oh, I see. That's why.
Yeah.
If we win again next year,
I'm a little
slow
today. All right. Okay. Well, all right. So there's the keepers. Mike's predictions. Let's talk.
Those are the options.
Options. That's. I'm glad you did that because it was. I like to have like a little bit of a because you know sometimes you focus on your own team a little bit. Like I didn't even know about the Mooney, but I struggle with the rules just like anybody else. And,
there's going to be a handout this coming year.
Good.
For the rules.
Good. Since
for
you are
team.
Now the rules are.
You yep. You gave
executive
me the
committee.
That's right.
We should, you know how you give out the trivia things that we need to figure out? You need to give out trivia things on the rules.
That's a great idea.
Let's see how we do.
That
holy
is an
shit.
Excellent
like
idea.
A test?
I bet nobody.
Get a test.
I bet nobody gets 100.
Like a 20.
So what happens in this scenario?
Oh, wow. Like a 20, like a
like
20
the,
question
the
test.
Tiebreakers.
Oh, let's see how.
Yeah.
That would embarrass some people.
You know,
we don't want to do
the
that.
The blocked field.
We're not
goal.
We're not in the business of embarrassing anybody.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's talk about. Let's look and wrap up this year a little bit too. How do you guys? We went back to 17 weeks for the first time, and probably, I don't know. It's probably been 20 years that we were on that 16-week schedule.
Yeah.
I think it went well. I liked playing in the division realignment. We had to go back to. Four team, three division, just because of the 17 week
BBC rules.
I kind of liked it. I liked. I don't know how you guys feel, but I liked having four team division. I'm not sure. I love my division that much. I mean, I'm not saying I enjoy my cohorts in my division, but I do like the. Go ahead, Mike.
What do you mean? Go ahead. You just cut me down there. What do you mean
you
don't
know?
You
know what? I'm not a big fan of this whole, I don't know, where the Bulldogs ended up, to be honest. But
you're the one that flipped the coin and didn't
I
have
did
the balls
the
to fucking pick a place, you freaking ball of shit.
That's because I belong with, you know, I whatever. All right.
Oh, I belong with Hardy. Is that what he just said?
No, just the same. It was equally, I could have fit in equally. You were better off, you wanted DFW. If you would have had DFW in place of me, you probably, you would have had two more wins. You're
doubt it.
One more. Anyway, I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I kind of like going back to 17 weeks.
I really enjoyed starting with the division and finishing with it.
Yeah, three games. You like that too?
I like that a lot. The only thing I didn't like is that, you know, playing in the Champions Division is really hard.
Yeah.
We have all those good teams that we have to play against.
It must really suck.
Well, I mean, not only did...
I think maybe we should have some realignment.
Not only did you come out of the Champions Division, but you won the... won the championship. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess...
You might not have won the that division if you can't. We were in a different division.
Yeah, there was a...
Because you were in a wild card.
There was a...
You could have possibly won one of the other divisions.
There was a couple weeks there where it looked like you guys might have been on the outside.
Yeah.
I mean...
And let's not, bullshit anybody here. Week 15,
tanked,
you scored 87 points in week 15.
The gump tanked.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you guys did lay a few eggs, but, I mean, you got hot when you needed to.
Yep.
So, I mean.
I mean, for a team that didn't took a chance on running backs, that was our strength.
Yeah.
Through the playoffs.
Well, and then
because
if you look back on draft day, all the draft apps were saying you guys had the worst draft.
To be honest with you, Dak didn't have the best year.
No.
Hill didn't perform the way he should have. And Diggs didn't perform the way he should have.
Correct.
And somehow we win.
You still won.
And that is why you are the GM of the year.
Oh, drum roll.
There's no drum roll.
Who was your third player? I was going to build up to it.
Nope, we're not building up to it. Oh. I'm not following your rule.
Okay. You could have just given me and now.
Here we go. If you are starting Justin Jackson, Sony Michel, Deontay Foreman, Darrell Henderson,
so that's official.
And Boston Scott in the playoffs and win, you're the fucking GM of the year. They started each one of those son of a bitches and won. And Stevenson and Harris. Did I have put him in there? I mean, come on here. I mean, it has to. There's no other option. If this would have ended at the end of the regular season, bada bing would have been walking away with a trophy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. But you know what? You guys want to drag this out.
What about Ed? I mean, Ed was 10-0.
Ed drafted somebody that was injured. You're not winning GM of the year if you draft a player that's on IR for the year.
Ed had a great season. He was 10. What about the B team?
The B team was third.
Third?
Yeah.
B team was third
behind Bada Bing.
Bada Bing.
I think the amount of that they overcame for the Bada Bing and especially the Mighty Heroes.
You're saying that? Oh, I respect that. The two runner ups are from the Champions Division.
I'm saying something.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, this is your look. I'm looking at it right now. This is your first Minnick Award that you ever had been honored to win. How do you feel? Any words to say?
I'm at a total loss of words right now.
Wow,
it's unbelievable.
I'm glad you're thrilled.
I'm dumbfounded.
Well, 2021 champions, 2021 winners of the GM Mike Minnick Award. Wow, it's been a great year for you. That doesn't always happen. It doesn't happen every year. Like that's not a guarantee to win it.
The Bang missed out. That damn doing it to the end of the year really cost the Bang.
Well, the loss of their running back Dobbins was huge.
Draft day.
They overcame it. They
I know. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah,
he had a good team.
That friggin' Sony Michel, not Sony Michel, Rashad Penny was going apeshit at the end of the year.
It's really unusual to have a championship game, two wild cards, and then, you look back on the four teams in play this week, hands down the best teams.
Yeah, they were by far the best four teams.
I think so, too.
Now, if Burrow continues to play like he's been.
Yeah.
The snipers keeping him, I'm sure they could have something to say next year.
Yeah, if the snipers get, knowing they have Burrow, they keep Burrow, they decide to keep him, they're definitely going to make a run at Chase, maybe first, second round.
He's going to be capped.
He's not capped. Jerry's got a lot of options.
He won't get past two if
if the snipers really want to, what a combination to have.
Yeah.
And he had Mixon. And he won't have Mixon again, but.
Yeah. But think about that. Justin Jackson, you guys start. in the playoffs.
Who was on the Bulldogs roster?
Sony Michel.
14 weeks.
Deontay Foreman.
14 weeks.
I'll tell you what.
I had him right behind, like you
Hilliard. I didn't even say Hilliard.
We didn't start
yet. Mike, let's go over the game. What do you think?
All right. Let's go over the game.
You want to start with bailing out Bing, obviously. Let's start with
Yeah, let's start with bailing out a mere 170 points that they got. You got the
really?
Yeah, 170.2.
Well, we can't give everybody a lot. We're trying to save a lot to win it, you know.
Yeah, and Bada Bing had 127, so they finished 8-8.
No, actually, it's 225 points is what that fourth place gets.
What are you talking? Well, we're going over the review of the game.
You said 170 points.
That's how much bailing out scored.
I thought you meant that's how much they won.
This is
all right. Sorry.
Unless you're gonna start drinking. The last dry bot podcast I'm doing with Mr. Keener.
Okay.
Get him a screwdriver.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not going well. Uh-oh.
No, I better not.
No,
I'm gonna...
no.
They weren't within reach, so I thought about it. Okay.
Holy cow! So bailing out scored 170.2 in their game.
To win 225 points.
Okay, to win 225 points. Brady, 42.5, 410 yards and 3 touchdowns. And they were losing down to the last minute. Anyway, Eliza Mitchell, 22 points. He had 21 rushes, 119 yards, 2 receptions for 11 yards and an 8-yard touchdown. Jacobs had 14. Deontay Johnson, 9.1. Amon Ross St. Brown for the Detroit Lions. 8 for 111, 33.4 points with a 26-yard rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown.
I thought he might keep him, but he picked
him up after the end of the week 13, which is
Well, week 14, yeah. Okay.
That's what I meant. Week
14, wow.
Correct.
Is he a rookie? He's a rookie, right?
He's a rookie who was drafted. Somebody drafted him, I think. I think P4 drafted him and dropped him.
Wow, okay.
Kittle, 3.5.
Kittle didn't do anything.
Darrell Williams got him 22.7, 14 for 88 with 2 1-yard touchdowns. Gay had 1, and the Steelers had 22.
Steelers.
9 sacks.
They poured it on.
2 interceptions. All right. Bada Bing, Rodgers had 33.2, 288 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He got more points than I thought he would in that game. It was so cold.
Ronald Jones, 2.7. He got hurt in the beginning, hurt his ribs.
Oh, yeah. See that.
I thought he was going to do great. Rashad Penny, 36.5.
Nice pickup.
25 for 170 with 2 touchdowns. Cooper Kupp, 18.5. 6 for 95 with an 18-yard touchdown. Marquez Valdez-Scantling got him 3 yards, which is 3 yards more than Dawson Knox.
0.3.
He got 0. Kamara with 19, 13 for 32, 5 receptions, 68 yards, 12-yard touchdown. Tucker, 15. And the Cowboys defense, who
They came back down to earth.
They scored 2 points with 1 sack. I got to get rid of defense. I fucking hate defense.
You know what, though? Bing was within a point of the champion, or 1 point, 1.5 points.
If they would have played them.
Yeah.
That would have been a hell of a close game.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
Anyway.
Then we have the championship game. Mighty Heroes.
Yeah, boy.
Championship game.
128.4. They finished 11-6. Beat the B team 112-15. They finished
13-4.
So Mighty Heroes Prescott, 226 for 3 touchdowns. Got him 34.3. Damian Harris. Rushed the ball 9 times for 35 yards and 2 touchdowns. He left that game injured, or he would have. I thought maybe you were going to start both of them. Stevens,
did you ever consider playing Pringle?
No, we should have, though.
We talked about it endlessly for a long time, but we didn't. He had something called back. He had a kickoff return or a punt return.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Sonny Michel had 15.9. 19 for 74 with a touchdown. Diggs, 5.2. Hill, 4.2. You win the goddamn thing. And your first 2 picks get fucking 9.4 points.
With us, less than 10 points
GM of the year,
combined.
Baby.
They sucked.
And there's Gronk, who Troy thought you should have sat and picked up some.
Yeah, I heard that on the podcast last year.
Yeah.
When I saw Gronk going off, I thought to myself, it's no wonder Troy doesn't win.
It's 14.5. Boston Scott, who I didn't think you should play, and thought you should play Howard.
Yeah, so anyway.
That worked out well.
Genius is here on the podcast.
That's right, 20.6.
50 years combined championship winless teams here. Go ahead.
Wow, stop! You have to stop saying that stat.
I know. So.
That stat is brutal. they had two touchdowns, both Scott Carlson was 13, Tampa Bay was 4. What do you think about that defense? Think we should get rid of defense?
I will say Carlson is the new Tucker.
Yeah, he slams.
Yeah, seriously.
He's doing excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he's just cold as ice. I mean, the guy's just, you know, they tried to ice him. What was at the half? 50-some yarder at the half. He's pretty good.
So with Damian Harris, Sony Michel, Boston Scott, all scoring more than 15 points, neither of them scored as much as the two guys on their bench. Of Foreman had 25.2 and Stevenson had 25.7.
Yeah, that was Stevenson point should have gone to Harris if he would have.
That's true. So you really hurt. Maybe I should take that award back. You can't even start the right guys.
Were you ever concerned at all during this game that when Beckham scored that touchdown, you had to be a little bit worried? No?
No.
Never?
The only time I was worried was when Debo scored at the end.
No, that.
Oh,
that long one.
I was just like, oh, shit.
So that's the one you were a little bit. Because he came out. He scored first. Montgomery came out, and boom. Like, he was on. Like, he scored within the first 5 minutes.
Well, Montgomery, I was looking at the website, and at first it reported it was a 98-yard touchdown.
Oh, my. What?
Yeah. It wasn't a 2-yard touchdown. It said 98-yard touchdown.
I was going to say, it was like a 1-yard.
He had like 20-some points. Like,
I've never seen a glitch like that. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No, it popped up.
I don't believe that on CBS. There's no way that would happen.
CBS had a bad year.
Carter texts me, goes, yeah, fudge. And I'm like, what? And I look up, and I'm like, holy shit. 25 points right off the bat?
Holy cow. I didn't notice. It must have been for like a glitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's do the B team here quick.
Okay, sorry.
So there is something I want to point out to you, Mr. Keener. Mahomes had 30.45, 259, two touchdowns. Swift, a mere 3.9.
Yeah, that's what
Montgomery, 22 for 64 with two touchdowns for 18.1 points. Well, how many points did I say he'd score last week? Do you have that written down in your
Wait a second.
Notes?
18 points. 18. Look at that. Holy shit.
Wow. All right, good.
Because I made a point of writing it down.
Yeah, because you said, I'm going to write down these stats. All right.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Blind squirrel missed it by 0.1. All right.
Wow.
OBJ had 9.9. Debo Samuel, 20.2. Jesus. 3 catches, 63 yards, 45-yard touchdown. I remember we were all watching that. And I got the same fuck message from Carter.
Yep.
Andrews, 8.9. Callaway, 9.7. He didn't get a goddamn catch that fourth quarter to put him over that 100.
Yeah.
Bass had 3, and the 49ers had 8.
Well, he did take out McLaurin. You begged him to do so.
Yeah, he did. Well, he did. So he gained 3 points because he picked up Callaway.
I'm kind of shocked that they started Bass.
Really?
In the snow.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
I always will try to go for somebody in the dome. I don't care.
Or sunny.
Yeah, if you're good, you know, and then sunny. But
is it safe to say, like, if Mahomes didn't get, you know, if Mahomes didn't get 50, were they in this game? I mean, they really only lost by what?
He had that
16
points. He had like 20. Right.
Yeah, 16.
3 or something at half. He didn't do shit in the second half.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons we passed on him. We didn't keep him as our keeper because last year there were several games
where you started to see trending.
He went crazy the first half when he'd have 200 yards at half, and then they come out and they just run the ball.
Mm. Right.
And they just control the game, and that was it.
Hmm.
And I think
that's good insight.
The it seemed as the defense got better. Stats went down.
Yeah.
Apparently the cover two was the new thing.
He had a couple, in the NFL.
So
he did. Except for the Raiders, don't seem to play that.
He did have a couple 50-plus games, and Hardy did, you know, win some games solely by Mahomes. I mean, you can make the argument that he got into the championship game because of Mahomes, but wasn't enough to win it.
They had a good team.
Oh, yeah.
They stayed relatively healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, Swift at the end of the year wasn't too healthy. Montgomery was pretty much healthy a lot of the year. Andrews.
B-team and bailing out were benefited by having DFW in their division. So was the Snipers. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I'm not not knocking on Scott. He's going to bounce back, and he'll have a great season next year. But let's face it. I mean,
I don't know if he's going to take Mahomes or not. We'll see. We'll see if he slides to two.
So Mike, that makes you brings you to a total of one. You realize you ended up 1-6 in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I did realize that. I wasn't going
to
bring it up.
When push comes to shove, you were a great regular season.
I fell right over my face. I've seen
one
that action before.
So that means you didn't vote for the Heroes.
He did not. I did. I was 2-0 last week.
I did
vote for the Heroes, and I voted for bailing out. Yeah, I'm 3-4.
I'm not sure if it was a vote for the Heroes.
Well, that's correct.
A vote against the B team.
Why would you say that?
You know, who you think is
going to
win?
Right? Isn't there a bet?
There is some bet. I'm not sure.
I didn't consider the bet at all. I told Hardy I was.
Troy, I worked really hard.
We both had a chance to end this bet. Now I'm telling Hardy right now, we both had a chance to end it. Why don't we just enough's enough and put
I think it's a good bet.
Yeah,
I think you should continue.
24 years, Steve. I mean, it's just. I mean, at what point do you say?
I did work on one other thing, Troy, because you were talking about quarterback scoring in this league, right? I did this other little activity where if we changed all the quarterbacks to only 6 points for any touchdown, take away all the yardage, and there's a total of 84 games. For our 14 regular weeks, 84 games. How many games do you think that made a difference?
You actually calculated all this.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard. It was just went back and checked the quarterbacks.
Wow.
It wasn't very difficult.
How many games would have affected?
Yep. If we changed the scoring from 12 and 9.
Oh, like win or loss
six.
Or, you know.
Yeah, correct.
I'm going to guess, at least 20.
20? Do you have a guess?
My guess is going to be a lot lower than that.
I don't know. All right, I'm going to. I'm way out of it, man. I don't know what's. I think.
Do you have a guess?
I'm going to guess it has to be pretty low, so I'd say 6.
Out of 84 games, 2 would have made a difference if the quarterbacks only scored 6 points, and all the other scores stayed would have been the same.
Wow.
Most of the games, unless you change the entire scoring system of whatever, it isn't going to make a difference.
Well, you notice, I don't know if you've noticed, I have not put that proposal on there yet. I don't know.
I just wanted to bring it up there because I thought it was going to make more of a difference.
Wow. That is a shocking
stat. Most of the games
shocking
are not very close. It was 2. There was 1 week 1, and then time.
So 0.05?
That, yeah, because most of the time.
0.05. Any change in score would have
at the end, at most, usually it's like 18 points. It could make a difference of 18 points. If it was 12, 9, right. Nine, you know. So, and most, it's not that close to make a difference.
Interesting.
I think when you think about it, most of the touchdowns are 6 or 9 points.
Yeah.
When you really think about it. How many, you know, with the cover two, how many 12 points?
Yeah, there was a lot less.
Now, it took, like, the top scorer, I think, was Allen, who had, like, 540 or something. And it knocked him down to, like, 500.
Mm.
And Brady, who was at, like, 500.
Had to affect him.
530 knocked him down to, like, 480.
Yeah.
So it's still.
Okay.
It made a difference in the amount of points scored, but it didn't make a difference.
In the games.
In the game.
Huh, interesting.
So I just wanted to enlighten everybody.
20.
I don't think there's going to be.
Well, you said 2. You said 0.
Yeah, that's right.
So Wow. Were pretty close.
Interesting.
So, yeah, unless we're changing the entire scoring of getting rid of, you know, and I know you hate to hear other shit, but, you know, unless it's 4 points for touchdowns and 6 for any other receiving or rushing, it ain't going to make a difference.
Hmm. Oh, 4 points for quarterback and then 6 points for all
right,
of
for everything else. Yeah.
That'd be
which
so
is like
boring.
Draft.
That would
that
sound boring.
That sounds boring.
I was just bringing
I mean,
it up.
If you're getting beat, you know, there's no way, no way to come back. You know,
but some people like
Bebo
our
scores that big
the,
12 pointer and
well,
brings
some,
you back
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, but some of the reasons when we look at players, we go, well, we're losing. We're gonna put him in. He can hit the big one.
Right.
You know?
The knockout
sure.
punch.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's, you know, some
it's part
of
strategy.
Some of the way we draft, like, you know, you can draft somebody that's going to get 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and get the ball a lot, or you can get somebody that gets the ball.
Like Montgomery,
half,
who
half
gets
the
ball at the 2 yard line and he'll get
Montgomery
you two touchdowns and 18 points. Or you can have Jamar Chase catch 3 fucking bombs and score 50
and
fucking points.
That's a knockout
points.
Punch. Yep. Hmm. Very interesting. We will, to be determined or stay tuned on that one. So.
I don't think there's much to say. I just wanted to say that.
No, that's really good. That's really good. I hope people listen to that or hear that or that gets that makes its way to owners. Other than that, I think we're at an hour and this is pretty much we have nothing else to go over. We
well, how about what do you think the first 10 picks are going to be next year's draft?
Oh boy. That's a good idea. That's a good one. I mean,
well, hopefully Mahomes is.
Mike
second.
Has been saying for the last 10 weeks that Mahomes is going at 2. Who do you think Hoffer takes at 1? Is I guess the good question. Do you think he comes back with Henry again?
We didn't have Henry this time, so.
Well, I mean, is Henry number 1 pick again? Ed had him for this year.
I don't know. There could be Henry. It could be
Taylor.
So, but you got to figure. I think Henry still finished like 9th overall in running back
really?
Scoring.
Wow. Wow.
And he missed 8 weeks or whatever it is.
After Henry and Taylor really drops off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
it,
sucks
it's a definite
three.
Benefit to have a top 2.
It really sucks.
Or
being
3 if some if Mahomes happens to go.
Yeah. Mahomes will probably be there. Why would Mahomes go to 3 if he was drafted at 7 this year or 8 this year?
I don't know. It's a quarterback-driven league, buddy. You need big points.
I don't see a running back of either of those two calibers.
The guys that kept Prescott and got rid of Mahomes are going to get rid of fucking Prescott. They're going to throw him out there like yesterday's garbage.
I might have to take some trade offers for 3.
I mean,
there's a lot of trades at the draft.
Now, you're saying it's a quarterback-driven league, right?
Yeah.
But we the Heroes won with Steve Berline, Jay Fiedler.
Yeah,
Dak.
True.
So actually, it's a as you should say. Is it, this
you
is
had
a,
that guy from Carolina.
This is a backup running back
That's
league.
Steve Berline.
No, the other guy, the other quarterback from Carolina that went to Super Bowl that time. Orson hated him.
Cam Newton.
No, it was the guy in between those two. Anyway, it was I forget his name.
So it's a backup running back kind of league.
It was an interesting year.
Right, Morgani? Backup running back league?
That's right.
That's what you need.
When you need it, baby.
So, yeah, congratulations once again,
absolutely.
Steve. You won.
Congratulations.
Not only did you win this year, but you happened to win on our anniversary year of, well, 31. But the year we celebrated at the weekend at Grantville, which seems like years ago, but...
Well, this sounds like the pinnacle of the year for the Mighty Heroes. And
yeah.
You won 2 closest to the pins at the golf tournament.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
You won
it was almost
the championship, and you won a GM of the year.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
You have to go down from here. There's
will,
nowhere
yeah,
to go.
When we started that golf match, I told Carter, my goal is for you guys to use 1 of my balls the whole round.
Wow.
Wow.
Way to go. Wow. All right, well,
yeah.
Mike,
put in your vacation days. Put in the vacation days, 27th, 28th. Is that what I said earlier? 27th, 28th of August. 26th, 27th. 26th, 27th. Put in the vacation days. We can get another good weekend going.
I'll golf again.
That's it.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have to definitely get the golf out again. I
is If it's hot, wear shorts.
Yes, that I will definitely. I learned my lesson that that will never happen again. Right. Yeah,
congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Carter and I both thank you.
Great year.
Congratulations
great
to
year.
The B team.
And good job winning the Minnick Award as well. Mike, it's been another year of the podcast. It's been fun.
Let's hope this baby uploads.
It's been touch and go a lot of times. Yeah. I don't know if we learned a lot anything, but it's been fun again. We had a lot of different people come in, and Lion's Head was once again our sponsor. Hopefully next
year we'll be back.
We'll have
to get a nice keg sponsored by
We'll have to open up negotiations again with
send a cooler.
Might have to bring in our cooler. We'll see. But no, it's been fun. Jerry was in for a lot of it. We got back on Spotify. I mean, there's been some highlights.
Yeah, you have to put this up for Vince. He didn't get last week's.
I will put them both up.
Okay.
Low lives for computer.
Low lives?
Low points of the podcast. A computer fell off this table and I lost everything. And it hasn't worked the same since, but we'll see. Hopefully next year we'll come back with some
new equipment,
some new software, and a new new lease on life for this podcast.
New commissioner.
Well, if the league, you know, I serve at the
feet of minions.
What's the term? I forget how that goes. I serve at the grace of the the owners, I guess. Anyway, 1999, 2001, 2014, 2018, and 2021 champion Steve Morgani. Do you have any final words to say to the league in this year?
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. And, every year is a new year, and everybody got a shot at it. So even Hoffert. So keep at it, my friend.
All right.
We'll get there. Even you, Troy.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Appreciate
maybe
that.
You win maybe you win a bet.
Hoffert's only lost two.
Yeah, but he was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Actually, his team wasn't that bad. He just,
no. It took
some
hits.
The players weren't that bad.
He could have won a few games had he tweaked it the wrong way. He'll get there.
Well, he had an injury.
He just has to learn.
Murray got hurt.
It's a learning. It's a steep learning curve for sure. I mean, don't forget, half of the new teams were also partners of previous teams. So it is a very, very steep learning curve to come into this league completely.
It's not as easy as it looks.
That's right. Well,
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. Yeah, exactly. as soon as we say that, these guys win again. But 1998 champion and owner of the Imus, Mike Minnick, do you have any final words this evening?
Just
for this year.
Thank Soup Party Productions and Lion's Head. It was a great year. Had a great time. Look forward to next
2022.
August. Absolutely.
All right. Well, my name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFL. It's been a blast this year, Mike, as always. It's always good seeing you. Good seeing you, Steve, and anybody else who came in and joined us this year. Please, as an owner, try to get over, hopefully next year we can have a remote dial-in possibilities as well, but we shall see. And that's it. I'm going to call it. Call 2021. We will see everybody next August. Good night.
Yeah, boy, be safe.